Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. It's our draft second guest show, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, got acquired Saturday from the Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Tyree Wilson. Tyree, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank y'all for having me.
Tyree, tell us a little bit about when you first started to hear that maybe the Saints had some interest in you, and then when the deal went down.
No, it's no specific time when the Saints told me that they had interest in me. It was more after the trade went down, but the trade was finalized Saturday, and you know, I'm very excited for the opportunity and glad that the trade went down.
Now, Tyree, when you look at it right now, obviously anytime you draft it in the top 10, high expectations. You're the seventh overall pick with the Raiders in 2023. What have you learned from your experiences? Looking where your first three seasons, you had 12 sacks in 50 games, seven starts. Are you still considered more a situational player, or where are you at, and what have you learned as far as you're not overwhelmed, I know, with the NFL right now, but what can you contribute in a Saints uniform?
Just fit in wherever they need me. I mean, I see myself more than a rotational guy. I feel like my best years are yet in front of me. I'm excited to come here and get with the guys and put the best ball in the Saints uniform.
Now, how do you feel that, because a player, you want to extend your career, you want that security, do you take the approach where I'm going to show the Saints why they have to pay me in the future? Because, we are aware that the Saints said they're not going to pick up your fifth-year rookie contract option ahead of, the NFL, the league's May deadline. So does that motivate you, or it's not like, we got to get this done? What approach do you take, or I'm going to show them why they got to pay me in the future?
It's not all about the money. I mean, the money will come once you show yourself on the field. So it's really just getting in there, making an impact on my teammates, making an impact on the organization. And when we get to the season, just do everything I can to be the best player on the field.
Tyree, everybody's got somebody that they work out with in the offseason. So who do you work out with as far as honing down your techniques as a defensive lineman?
Brandon Tucker out of Dallas. I'm trying to get with some teammates, my new teammates, and, get with some of their guys, because everybody teaches different pass rush, and you always can learn new things.
Have you had a conversation yet with Bo Davis? And was Bo Davis somebody you maybe knew from the past when you were coming out of high school?
Yes, I hired Bo with the defensive staff earlier on today. Bo had a great track record. I know some things on social media about seeing Bo. He got a great track record in college, and I've heard great things about him from other coaches.
Now, Tyree, I was looking, I got to ask him about this. This is unusual. You were born in Anchorage, Alaska, but your family moved to Texas when you were very young, and you were considered a top defensive, defensive end, outside linebacker prospect in the state of Texas. Not like I'm a top prospect in South Dakota. I mean, Texas high school football is a priority. You went to West Rusk High School. So just talk about your background. It seems like North, South, East, West, whether it be Washington State, and then I think you committed to sign with Texas A&M, then Texas Tech. That's a lot of adventure going on there.
Yes, it is. My family was military and, retired, moved to Texas, grew up in Henderson, went to West Rusk, and, my family lives outside of Tyler and just small town country kid.
Well, you ever heard of, now, I don't know if you, maybe you're too young, But when I hear Tyler, you know who the Tyler Rose is? I know you got to know this if you know a little bit about him. Well, that'd be University of Texas football. But you know who's the most famous Tyler Rose? Yeah. Okay, tell the folks, tell the who that nation, who the Tyler Rose is. Because you know he left the Oilers and played in a Saints uniform before he retired.
Earl Campbell. One of the best to ever do it.
Yeah, Tyler, Texas, Tyler Rose. Well, you need to be a Rose for the Saints. I tell you what, no, we would love Tyree Wilson to be a Rose for the Saints. So
Bobby's saying that a little bit, Tyree. Before Earl retired, he gave him his cleats.
His cleats, the last game he ever played, I have his cleats. And he never called him by my name. He never said, hey, Bear, or Bob, whatever. He'd always call me Cajun. He goes, Cajun, well, what do you think, you know? And I think he knew my name, but you know I would answer the Cajun, whatever. But Earl Campbell, boy, talk about a beast. When he came around that corner, he's a living legend. You know, when you talk about is he still alive, the Tyler Rose, that shows me that Tyree Wilson follows football. Because when you say, like, you're playing Jeopardy or something, oh, who's the Tyler Rose? Tyree Wilson would have hit that button and said, Earl Campbell. Very good, Tyree.
Tyree, what's maybe something that you want to focus on working at getting better at this offseason and as you approach when because training camp is not going to be long. All of a sudden, it's going to be here.
Mm-hmm. I'd say more play recognition, being able to, you know, not think, be able to get off the ball and, you know, be dominant and react to things and be disruptive.
Tyree, have you talked to, like, I guess you'll get to know him, like your teammates. Chase Young, look, high expectations for him with the Commanders. He was Rookie of the Year, and then he's dealing with injuries, and he really, in 12 games, he was able to have over double-digit sacks. Carl Grannis from Sacramento, California. From Wyoming, boy, he's been outstanding, consistent on every down, first, second, third down. And then I look at a guy like Chris Rump, who Brandon Staley, Coach Staley, defensive coordinator, is familiar with, that more you could do. I'm looking at Chris Rump, and one reason why he is on the Saints, their trust factor, but he kicks ass on special teams. And what I mean by that, the coverage units, if you look at, okay, who's making tackles, who's not making tackles? You might say, well, it's a linebacker, it's a defensive back, going on and on. But Chris Rump was amongst the top five special teams tackles with 14. Mike, I'm looking at this now. He was actually second in coverage units. So, think how important that is. Now, I'm not saying they're asking you to do all that, but I think you had the point in your career that I'll do whatever the coaches want me to do because I want this to be my lifestyle, and hopefully I get the double-digit years.
Yes, for sure. That's the plan.
Tyree, one of the things in watching you at Texas Tech and then now on with the Raiders is, man, you are a speed player, but, man, you got some power. But I think if people haven't watched you, man, the wingspan that you have on you, because you got a huge wingspan, and how much it helps you.
So what you say, Mike, is not Reuben Bain Jr.?
No. He got a wingspan on – Tyree's got a wingspan on him. And how much that helps you in run support and also to get to the quarterback today, because a lot of times maybe you can't get the sack, but you can influence that throw because your ability to, maybe hit the arm or knock the ball out of a quarterback's throwing motion.
Yes. You know, playing with length is big. You know, you're not letting a defender get up in your body. It's not always about getting to the quarterback, like you said. It's about affecting the trajectory of the throw. That helps the linebackers and DBs. And then, you know, setting the edge is, you know, a key thing is playing defensive end and leverage. I mean, arm length is a big thing in that.
Now, Tyree, boy, you look at the success of Texas Tech and Lubbock. I'm sure you go back to Lubbock and hang out. Boy, talking about doing things the right way in this day and age, the name, image, and likeness, transfer portal. When you look at it, who's amongst the best now, not traditionally, but like the Indiana Hoosiers and Texas Tech, they right up there with Alabama and Ohio State and whoever, Georgia. So, boy, they got it going on at Texas Tech. Do you are you still involved with the university?
For sure. You know, Texas Tech changed my life. You know, I love the guys over there, and, you know, I continue to stay involved with them. And, you know, they are doing great things, and I think the best is yet to come for them.
Why are you saying that Tyree wants you to introduce him to Cody Campbell?
Oh, yeah, the man with the ducats.
Yes. He has a big influence on Texas Tech, not just football, but Texas Tech as a whole.
Yeah, any sport, but when they pay him with the softball pitcher $1 million, but look, they like I think they're number two in the nation the whole season so far.
Tyree,
yes.
Man, we wish you the very best and hope to see you real soon at the mini camp workouts and everything. And hey, man, just kick ass in a Saints uniform. And man, the people here are going to love you.
Yeah,
Believe me.
And they
love their football and they love their Saints.
And Tyree Wilson would be one of the first ones, because his physical presence, to get off the bus. You know, I always said this in high school, Tyree, you know, get the four or five biggest guys, and you're playing on the road, a different high school town, and then let the four or five biggest guys on the team, let them walk out first, and the opponent, they might be looking at the visiting team coming in like, whoa, look at these son of a guns. Well, I think you'd be one of the first handful that'd be off the bus for sure.
For sure.
Thank you so much, Tyree. Wishing you the best.
Appreciate y'all. Pleasure talking to y'all.
All right. Great talking to you. Tyree Wilson, one of the new members of the New Orleans Saints. They acquired him Saturday and got all the word. And I think that trade had maybe been bubbling for a little while, and then finally it came to fruition Saturday afternoon.
Well, to play devil's advocate, I don't think he's still listening. I'm not talking bad about him. A lot of, not pressure, I don't know if that's the right word, but we're going to measure everyone against Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan had 10.5 sacks. Now Cam is 36 years of age, coming off that 10.5 sack season. A total that almost matches Wilson's 3-year career output with 12 sacks and exceeds Jennings in 5 years. He had 7.5. So, you know, Wilson had 4 sacks in 2025. Jennings recorded 2. So, I'm not saying you always have to get the double-digit sacks. That's always kind of where we a measuring stick. But I'll be interested to see where Cam's going to end up. But you move on, you know.
You don't get the gold watch with one team.
No. And
normally that don't happen.
And then Cam, at 36 years of age, I was talking to my wife about this. She goes, well, he's not that old. I said, yes, he's old for football. That is an old man for football, 36. Considering, because they're not going to pay you or utilize you in the future, what you did in the past, the expectations, okay, what are you going to do for the upcoming season?
Do for me now.
Yes, exactly.